Katie Gray.
Yes.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, brother?
How you feeling?
Feeling great. My energy is great. Feeling
Come on,
great.
Bro. Good to hear. Good to hear. Good to know. Yeah. You living or you surviving?
I think I'm living. I've been living for a while.
Yeah. Explain.
Well, I'm finally at a point where I feel like I'm settled now. I don't have to exert so much energy now into figuring out, you know, what I want to be, you know, what I'm trying to be or what I'm trying to accomplish. Right. I'm at a point in my life right now where I can just kind of go with the ebbs and flow of life.
That's real.
And, you know, I feel like I've already served my purpose as I have three kids now.
Come on.
So I feel like I've already served my purpose. And now the only thing left for me to do now is just to raise them.
Come on.
Try to be the best husband I can, which is crazy sometimes. But only thing left is just to live and raise them and live out this human experience.
Come on, bro. Respect.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take it back. Let's take it back. Katie Gray, before multimedia, videography, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Gotcha, for sure. Okay, gotcha. Where did that stem from? Where did that come from?
Well, when I was 8, really wasn't doing much. My mom, she just kind of put me into baseball. I grew up in the north side,
gotcha.
Gwinnett County.
Right,
area.
Right.
And I was just playing outside with kids. So my mom she wanted to add me into activities and things like that.
Right.
So I started playing baseball. And I would sit at the end of the bench. You know,
right.
I never really talked to anyone. I just sat at the end of the bench.
Gotcha.
Really wasn't good my first year, but my mom, she ran track and everything, so she was really highly competitive
gotcha.
In sports. So I guess the competitive bug finally got into me
right.
My second year. So I started to, you know, play more around the neighborhood
gotcha.
And just play more baseball in general. So I started hitting the ball more
right.
Because when I first played, I would get hit a lot. I didn't know how to get out the way of the ball, so
gotcha.
I got hit a lot
gotcha.
And was kind of scared. But
gotcha.
I started hitting the ball more and really started to enjoy the game
right,
more.
Right.
So, yeah, man.
Gotcha.
Once I started getting base hits and hitting triples, I was
right.
like, yeah,
this is what I want to do. For sure. Yeah. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. In what position? I played multiple.
Well,
too.
At the time when... you're a kid and
right.
you really don't know how to play, they throw you in the
Everyone.
Outfield.
Gotcha. Okay,
so
gotcha.
I played in the outfield.
Gotcha.
So for me, it was more like left field.
Gotcha, for sure.
Right field.
For
the positions that really kids didn't really hit the ball to.
Gotcha. Okay.
But as I got better, it was more center field and shortstop.
For sure. For yeah. sure. What about like they have the adult leagues, things like that. Is that something you would ever consider these days?
Because
it never leaves you. It never leaves you.
No, it never leaves you. As far as adult league, I wouldn't want to play. I would never play in adult league.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Now that's real. That's real. Where were you born?
I was born in Atlanta. I was
Come
a Grady baby.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. I was
gotcha.
A Grady baby. My mother moved me to Bronx, New York.
Right.
We stayed there for a little while.
Gotcha.
And, she didn't want to raise me in a concrete jungle. It
Go
was
ahead.
No trees up there.
That's
my mom,
a fact.
She's a country lady. So she's from Macon, Georgia.
Gotcha.
So she
Deep
was up
south.
There because her dad, my grandfather was up there.
Gotcha.
And she didn't want to raise a kid up there.
Gotcha. You know?
So
I understand that.
Moved back down here to Atlanta.
Right.
And yeah, the rest is history.
That's it. For sure. For sure. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Definitely, man. So you actually, going back to middle school, elementary school, what was your favorite subject?
Science.
Always gotcha.
Science.
Why
yeah.
science?
I was always into astronomy.
Gotcha.
Stars, the moons, just everything. I
right.
was always into like the planets.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
And
dinosaurs
I know,
and
right,
stuff
right.
like that. So
but you're big into how do you say it? Like I don't even like being outside. You're like really big into nature.
I'm definitely an outdoor person.
Gotcha. Yeah. I didn't even off camera where you even live. Yes. You know, like you like away from it all in a sense. You know, that's real. Yeah. That's real. Mm-hmm. No, that's real, bro.
Yeah.
Fill it up blank, man, for your fans. In high school, I was known as a kid that.
In high school, I was a kid that was quiet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like really popular in high school. I really wasn't unpopular. I was just, I kind of just blended in high school. So I was really quiet. But yeah, I wasn't really, I just kind of blended in.
Gotcha. And did you play baseball in high school as well?
Yeah, I played baseball in high school.
So you had to be, you was a jock too.
Well,
so,
I mean, well, baseball really wasn't the most popular sport.
Gotcha.
It was always football and basketball.
Right, that's right.
But
that's
the people, My friends did know I played baseball, and they knew I was good at baseball.
Right, right, for sure. What was your first job?
First job was Publix supermarket.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, that pretty much when it first became a. If I'm thinking,
well, kind of when it first came to Atlanta.
Gotcha. I know it hasn't been around that long.
Yeah,
right at 20, maybe 25 years. It hasn't been around that long. Okay, how was that experience?
Publix was awesome, man. Because. Gotcha. The biggest mistake that Publix made when I was working in high school was you had other high schoolers working together. We had all baggers working together. We were all friends.
Gotcha.
Baggers, cashiers, and
right.
The thing about Publix is when we all work together, they would have like sometimes they would bring products to, for example, a customer would bring a product to the scanner or whatever.
Right.
And they would say, well, I can't pay for this chicken, so carry, take the chicken back to the deli. Okay, I took the chicken back to the deli, untouched. They just threw it in the trash can.
Wow.
I'm like, no.
Cross-contamination.
No, right. So I got to the point where, you know, if a customer, they told me to take the chicken back to the deli, I was friends with the people in the deli, I would say, you know, put that to the side. At 11 o'clock. Yes. At 11 o'clock, I'm coming back to get that chicken. You know?
No, that's real, bro. That's real. For sure.
Even with the yogurt. Like,
gotcha.
With the yogurt, sometimes if a yogurt comes to the belt, if it comes kind of damaged, they'll tell you to take it back to the back. So we would take it back to the back and pop that thing open and eat
it. Early. That's right. That's real.
Man, so Publix is awesome. That's especially working with your peers.
Yeah. And did you get any kind of like discount working there, or no family discount for parents? Nobody could come in and get nothing?
No discount.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. For sure. All right. If you could look back and give your 18-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
I can give my 18-year-old self one piece of advice. It would be, that's a good question. If I can give my 18-year-old self one piece of advice, it would be to work a little harder.
Gotcha.
I was very immature when I was 18.
Likewise.
I wasn't like wild and reckless immature. I was just, when it came to grades, I could have taken school a little more important.
Gotcha.
I could have taken baseball a little more important.
Gotcha.
But if I can give my 18-year-old self a little more advice, it would be
like to hone in.
Hone in a little bit more.
That's real, bro. That's real. I respect. Same here, bro. I look back, I'm like, I could have. You know what I'm saying? Especially as a father now, you're like, I could have, man.
I mean,
you know what I mean? So hindsight, always 2020. That's a fact. Did you always, matter of fact, let's go high school. What was your dream car? Like, everybody, mine was a Volkswagen Jetta, 95. What was yours? Your dream car in high school?
My dream car was a Hummer.
Gotcha. It was the big boy.
Big boy. Yes,
sir.
Big box.
Yes, sir.
No limit cash money.
Gotcha, that's right. Yeah. And did you actually, to this day, looking at it now, is that something that you still want to get?
No, with gas prices all crazy and everything.
That's real.
But I'm not electric either. I don't really care for electric cars.
Gotcha.
I mean, the car I like today is more family oriented,
right?
You know, just a basic Infiniti. You know, give me three rolls.
That's right. That's a fact. That's right. Did you always feel videographer? Did you always feel you was born to do it?
Honestly, no.
Gotcha.
I felt like I was more. I had a better eye for photography.
I was going to ask you that too. Like, why is that? Why is that for photography?
Well, I enjoy photography.
Gotcha.
I've always looked at magazines growing up. I've always looked at like Ebony magazines and Jet magazines, and even Vogue magazines.
That's right.
And I just love the love different poses.
Gotcha.
And I was always into fashion.
For sure.
Even though I couldn't dress, I was never a fashion guy.
Likewise,
I love looking at other people's fashion.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Definitely, yeah. Definitely. So now, currently, is that something you're tapping into as well, or going to start tapping back into, or?
Well, I started off doing photography.
Gotcha.
So
didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I started off doing photography, and so I had a camera, of course, excuse me, I had a camera that had video feature and photography feature.
Right.
So a buddy of mine, a college buddy of mine, he was an artist at MC. And so he's like, well, you know, your camera has a video feature. So I was like, no, I didn't. So he's like, you know, let's try to shoot, you know, some videos or whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
So, all right, cool. Let's try something. So shot a music video. He did like 5 different takes. So I was like, well, I have all this footage, but I don't know how to edit.
Gotcha.
You know? So he's
right.
Like, well, we got YouTube. Just go on YouTube and learn
right,
how to edit.
That's
YouTube.
Right.
So I was like, all right. So I went to YouTube and learned how to edit a music video.
Right.
He ended up putting it on a blog, and
gotcha.
You know, that's how pretty much that's how my music video took place.
Started.
He put it on the blog site, and a lot of people saw my name. They were like, hey, you shoot music videos? I was like, well, I do photography, but I can.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, I wanted to be a photographer.
Gotcha. And yeah. Is that like, you know, even during that time, it just switched. It wasn't even like
cold turkey, just switched.
Switch.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And KD. Name is Kerry. Middle name, it starts with a D?
Yeah, yeah, it's D'Anthony.
Mick.
Yeah.
Look, now we all know.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. Now, you heard it here on the Integrity Response. That's real. That's what's up. Gotcha, bro. I always wanted to know that.
Yeah.
I always wanted to know that, for
yeah.
sure, for sure.
My mom, she always called me KD, especially on the baseball field. She
gotcha.
Would say,
yep.
Let's go KD.
Gotcha.
And I hate it because she would say it so fast.
Gotcha.
You say it fast, it sounds like
KD. Gotcha.
Right.
I see what you're
so
saying.
She would always say KD.
That's real.
So.
That's real. Gotcha. Man, let me ask you this, man. Like, so you got your start. You did mention college. What was your major?
Computer science.
Gotcha. For sure. There goes that science. That's,
yeah.
You gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So just from knowing you, you're very meticulous. Like you to have that even knack for what you do, you have to, bro, I'm trying to make sure I say it right, bro, like you have to be almost like a mad scientist.
Almost like a mad scientist.
Yeah,
it's, everything is logical. Everything is logical based, and everything is really detailed. So
gotcha.
I was always into, you know, detail.
Gotcha.
Things.
So I'm thinking your secondary is math, you know, science than math pretty much.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
It's all aligned for
yep.
sure. Gotcha. Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. What do you, you know, from your standpoint, videographer, is it majority hip hop, majority R&B, or I even see you with country? What is your major focus?
Definitely hip hop.
Gotcha.
I grew up on really rock and roll.
Gotcha.
But hip hop has always been like, underground hip hop has always been like my love. My
okay,
love,
gotcha, so. For sure. Explain this rock and roll. How do you can't roll past that? What?
I mean, because me and my friends, you know, I grew up around, you know,
Alternative.
I grew up around, you know, we had white friends,
right, right.
Asian Indian friends,
man,
black
right.
friends, and we listened to everything, man. We
bro,
listened
that's
to
real.
That's real. Nirvana,
come
we listened
on.
To Limp Bizkit.
Gotcha.
Parents, they listened to a lot of rock and roll from the 60s,
that's
you know,
right.
Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead.
Gotcha.
We're going back in the 60s.
Gotcha.
Like they were on some, you know, psychedelic
rock right,
and roll
right,
bands
right.
like Grateful Dead.
Gotcha.
Jefferson Airplane. And these are just, you know, all types
right,
of
right,
bands.
Right.
Like Crosby, Stills and Nash. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, that's real.
Array of music for me.
That's
so.
Dope. That's dope. Bro, one of my favorite top 5 songs of all time. And I don't know what is Journey considered, but Don't Stop Believing is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Is that Don't Stop
Believing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
My,
yeah,
one of my bro, that
it's
bro,
classic.
And then Thunderstruck, AC/DC, bro. Like,
I never really listened to AC/DC.
Really, bro.
I, you know, of course, I heard them.
Gotcha.
But,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but never really.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's one of my favorite songs, man, for
okay.
sure. That's what's up. Definitely,
yeah.
man. That's good to know. Good
hey,
to
man,
know.
You got to get into Grateful Dead.
Gotcha. I've heard of
Look
them
up,
for sure.
Yeah.
For
get,
sure.
Get into Grateful Dead, man.
Gotcha.
Like, because one thing about if you're a Grateful Dead fan, you're called a deadhead.
Gotcha.
And there are Grateful Dead fans all over the world, man.
Gotcha.
And their music is it's great music, bro.
Gotcha.
Like,
for
you
sure.
You just sit
for
back,
sure.
smoke a cigar,
and just
smoke weed, and it's just listen to them vibe out, man.
Vibe.
It's amazing.
As a black man, you know, when it comes to music, do you think we limit ourselves to music out there?
Yeah, we do.
I know for a fact we do.
It's sad that we do because, you know, we created all of this stuff,
wow.
man. From blues. Once we started with blues, we
That's
had
a fact.
BB King,
that's
we
fact,
had
that's right. that's
Muddy
right.
Waters.
That's right, bro.
And you have those bands like the Beatles and,
right.
and the Rolling Stones. they took that music.
They took, you know, right.
Elvis, they took
prime that example, music. Elvis. That's yeah, right. That's a fact.
They took that music because it has such a great deal of respect for it. But they always, you know, paid dues to
right,
where they got their songs from.
But it's just they had the bigger fan base yeah. to
and
take it. Yeah. And run with it. That's
so
a
I
fact.
Want, I would love for us to appreciate, first of all, you know, blues.
Come on.
And expand on it. You
that's
know?
Right.
We don't just limit ourselves in
gotcha.
One little small
that's
box
real.
Of just,
that's,
you know,
right, the world with what the world has to offer.
Right,
that's real, bro. Yeah. I've learned to actually, especially being in the military. I've learned, you know, you in a ship with 160 dudes, man. You hear everything, and some things you're like, okay, this is undeniable.
Yeah,
I have to. Who is that? You know what I mean? So yeah. I learned a great respect for a lot of different music, man. You know, in the military, for
and
sure.
I have a great respect for you, your ear, because
gotcha,
even man, down to the intro of your podcast. Every time I listen to that, I'm like, man, that's so khaki. Like,
bro, respect, man, respect.
Like, only khaki would choose an intro that sounds, and I'm pretty sure you went through thousands
did,
of songs.
Bro. I did.
And,
I did.
I can talk to you about days.
Wow,
like, I
bro,
can talk
yeah.
to you for days like,
yeah,
about
that's
stuff
real,
like that.
Bro, that's real.
I'm the same way.
Right, right.
It has to be right.
Bro, that's it. Bro, that's synergy. It has to be. Bro, like, it has to be right.
Yeah.
You know, like, but you, bro, like, just like, you know, we talk off camera about all that, you know,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
but yeah, bro, like, you have to have that ear, bro. And that
yep.
ear is, it has to be, you know, if you're thinking it for the masses, the music has to, you know, shape. And someone here, it doesn't matter creed, color, or religion, or age, you can, like, okay, let me see that. Let me tune into that. But yeah, bro, like, respect, bro. I appreciate
yeah.
that,
yeah.
bro. I appreciate that for sure. So, Katie, what drives you, brother? What drives you?
What drives me is I'm a huge fan of Kobe Bryant. I come up from Kobe Bryant. I come from that era. So I've always tried to have this, not even a Mamba mentality. I've always just tried to have a mentality of work hard.
Yes.
Work drives me, brother.
That's real.
Work,
that's
work,
real.
It's simple. Work drives me. I've never wanted to be the best videographer. I just want
gotcha.
To be the best version of myself. You
wow.
know? That's pretty much
I
it.
Respect that. I respect yeah. that. A lot of people, you're right, but you say, like, and Kobe didn't want to be the, you know, the next Jordan.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the best version of himself, man. And that's why he went down as a legend. Like,
yeah.
he didn't come to play. He came to work. And that's real,
that's
bro.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's who
yeah,
you bro, your name, bro, like, this, bro, your name is brought up by what I've done 45. I'm not exaggerating. 15 to 20 have worked with you.
Yeah.
That easily. Easily,
yeah.
Your name is number one. Everybody has the utmost respect for you. Like, that's number one. There's no, it's never been a bad sour story. And I've heard them already from a lot of videographers out here. It's not been one,
wow.
not one, bro.
Wow.
That's major. That's major. A lot of people respect you, bro, and love working with you. And like, oh yeah, Katie don't play you. Katie say you gonna do this, but yeah, that's a fact. And you can hear it from the beginning of the interviews to the end, bro. That's real.
Wow.
But yeah, your name ring bells out here for sure, bro. For sure. Wow. I'll tell you, man. So like from you did we did speak on hip hop.
Yeah.
As being, you know, the higher percentile of who you do work with. What do you think the game from your ear? You know, in your mindset behind the, what do you think it's missing?
It's definitely missing just the variety. It's missing originality for sure.
Gotcha.
I think a lot of people fall into the small gap of I have to make this type of music in order for these type of people to hear it,
yep.
or I have to have this look in order for these type of people to watch it,
right.
but. At the end of the day, you have to do what makes you happy.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's so many artists out here supremely talented, but
right.
they are afraid to be themselves.
And I know you see it from a different, like, in a sense, when the camera's cut on, a whole different person.
A whole different person.
I know what you're saying,
you know, I'm just
bro.
Like, brother, you don't have to rap about this. Like, this is not you. Like,
wow.
Be who you want to be. You
wow.
will get so much respect if
that's
you just
so true.
Who you are.
Wow, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
The music says that, so the video can be that.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like sometimes it's you know, it's you know, in a sense, some of it is murder, murder, kill, kill, shoot them up, bang, bang, and so it's
yeah.
all right. Let me just get you, you know, like so. It's not so much more you can. I mean,
it's not. Yeah,
there's
I mean,
not much of creativity
yeah,
I can do with that.
Right, right, and you know, for me, it's discouraging. And sometimes I can't speak for other videographers, but I can speak for myself. Sometimes you just want to take a break from it all.
Wow.
You just want to step away because it's just like. I'm not growing. If I'm doing the same thing over and over again, I can't grow. And you just want artists to just, you want them to push themselves and just try other things, you know? yeah, you have, once upon a time, you have Chicago drill rap doing their thing.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to do drill rapping. That's not our culture. That's never been Atlanta's culture.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's how I feel.
Gotcha. And with that, do you, has there ever been any, you know, like say for instance, all right, I'm a recording artist, you work with me, vibes was bad, horrible. You know, you're like, man, I don't know. You know, you're an energy guy. I know you're an energy guy. Like, has there ever been one of you like, hey man, I can't do this again. I don't want to, or even put in uncomfortable situations or.
Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way.
Gotcha.
I was at a video shoot one time. I won't name the artist, but I actually had a great deal of respect for him because his music was amazing. And I still to today think his music is amazing. He's so talented.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I was at a video shoot. And as soon as I got there, I was like, hey, man, I saw these guys on the side. I was like, hey, y'all here for such and such music videos? They were like, man, we don't that like that. We don't, you know, we ain't with that. So I was like, okay, cool. My name is Katie Gray. Nice to meet you guys. So when the artist pulls up, he gets out of the car, the same two dudes that I spoke to.
Right.
He smacks the guy, pulls out a gun. He's like, what's up? I'm like, oh, man, what's that all about? So my young, ignorant self didn't think too much of it. Those guys get back in the car. They go. They leave. I end up shooting the whole music video.
Right.
I'm on the last scene shooting the guy. The guy's not even looking at the camera anymore. He looks over my shoulder. So he just completely stops rapping the song. So he's like, hey, what's up? Turn around. These guys are back. So I just go sit over to the side. I'm just like, hey, these guys, man. Because I'm ignorant. I don't really know.
Gotcha.
I don't know these guys
right.
like that.
Just so oblivious.
I'm just thinking that, okay, if they're going to do anything, they're going to fight, you know?
Right.
Sit my camera down on the ground, man. Hear nothing but gunshots. Boom, 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 boom. Back and forth. So get on the ground. Boom, 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 boom. I just ran.
Wow.
Forgot my camera there. I came back and the camera was gone, man. So from that moment, and I'm glad I learned that. I'm glad I went through that. But from that moment, I had to move differently. I had to screen artists.
Bro.
I had to move completely different.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like, that's like... so me, I'm Khaki, I'm a new artist, I'm coming to a video. Do you actually, how does that work? Like in a sense of, hey, I need locations, you know, first before we, how does that work, bro? Because you, your family, your man of integrity, your husband, and your father.
Yeah.
That's order of business before I even, you know, jump anywhere, Fifth Ward, wherever I gotta go. Like, because you are, in a sense, bro, you're going into unfamiliar territory. 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Like it could be in somebody's hood, somebody, you don't know if anybody got beef or anything.
Yeah.
That bro, like I've been out here, you know, so I know what you can possibly be going through.
Yeah.
What is that? How does that shape you? And you know, you said you do screenings, but how does that actually, you know, like reject or accept?
Well, I mean, if someone hits you in your DM, and again, I go off energy, you know, if you're on some, can look at your profile,
bro. You know, thank
if
you.
You're on
thank
some
you, bro. Thank
money
you.
Money spread across the bed. I don't know if I want to be in that atmosphere of you having so much cash on you. You know,
right, bro.
If you are, you know, rapping about, you know, guns or drill, I'm not gonna, most likely not gonna work with you.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
And do you kind of let, like, you know, like leave them on red or just like, because like, bro, like I, because even in this space. I'm realizing how the floodgates are opening up.
Yep.
And it's like, whoa.
Yep.
People come at you rude, disrespectful. Number one, they come at you like very entitled.
Yep.
You know, like you know, whether I charge or not, they come at me very entitled.
Yep.
But yeah, bro, like in a sense, man, hey, you have a camera, shoot me, I'm lit. You know, like but yeah, that's pretty much what they say. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, you got a camera, hey, I got the money. Money's good over here, you know, like but yeah, so and all money ain't good money, bro.
All
like
this is not good money.
This is my brand. Mm-hmm. This is my, you know, I have integrity. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't, so how do you, you know, like
I don't leave anyone hanging. You know, I try to respond to everyone, but I'm not really an Instagram DM person either.
Gotcha.
So some messages I'll miss. Some things will just go straight to the bottom and I won't even notice.
Gotcha.
You know, 5 weeks later, I'm like, oh man, sorry, man. I didn't mean to ignore you or whatever. But
right.
Yeah, I try to, you know, keep a great deal of respect for, you know, anyone who I miss.
For sure. So. For sure. That's real. Gotcha. Let me ask you this, man. Dating back a year, January to December 2023, what's something you learned about yourself?
Something I learned about myself dating back to a year. this involves more of my personal life. Just being a better husband.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, I need to listen to my wife more.
Come on, bro, say that, bro. So, come on.
Is anything,
man,
that I've learned is to listen to the things that, just anything that she says. You know, like, I have a dark spot on my face. I have to, find some kind of topical cream for it. You know,
gotcha.
Stuff like that in the past would just go in one ear and out the other.
Right.
So
it's like, bro, and that takes a, marriage is duty. It takes a certain level. You have to humble yourself every day for marriage.
Yeah.
It's like how I'm learning is that person is the one person in this world that has your back and cares about you.
Yep.
You're fighting it because that's the one person in this world that loves and cares about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, because we're born in sin. We try our best to fight the, it could come off wrong, or whatever. But yeah, bro, like you saying something that is very truthful, bro. Like, yeah, I'm doing my best to listen more.
Yeah.
That's real. I respect that, bro. Yeah. Dating back a year, what's something you learned about those around you?
So dating back to a year, something I learned about people around me, people are selfish. And that's okay. We are in a time where everyone is their own billboard. Everyone is their own, everyone's their own superstar.
Absolutely.
So one thing I've learned is that people are selfish and everyone, they don't think like you, they won't be as generous as you.
That's true.
I'm very generous.
Yes, very, very much so.
But I've learned that everyone's just not like you,
Do you think your kindness is taken for weakness?
Absolutely.
And does that, let me make sure I say it right. Does that warrant anxiety?
Because
you handle stress well. Yeah, I don't know how you do it, bro.
I don't think I have anxiety. I've never really claimed to have anxiety.
Gotcha.
And even my wife, I talk to her about this all the time. I see people nowadays, I see more and more people, they'll say they go through anxiety. I don't know what it feels like, but I have been ignorant to say to my wife, like, what's anxiety? These people don't even know what anxiety is.
Gotcha.
These people don't even know what depression is.
Gotcha. It's become a thing now.
Yeah, it's become. So I don't know what's anxiety or what's not.
Gotcha.
I don't think I experience anxiety.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Next question. Do you, make sure I say it right. We spoke on kindness and weakness. In this field, because you just mentioned it, this is, everyone's a superstar in their aspect. You edit for me. I have to humble myself every day. I talk to my wife. I say, babe, I sometimes get narrow-minded thinking that Katie works for me and me only. Like, that's real. Because in a sense, bro, we're our own superstar. We think we're top gun, we're top priority. And sometimes that can be taken like it's my show, my rule, and it doesn't matter. And I
work for you. It's just like a customer service where the client is always right.
Right, right.
So if you give me, if you say, Katie, can you hit me up ASAP? I don't think nothing of it.
Gotcha.
I need to hit you up ASAP because this is your baby. This is your product.
Gotcha.
And I need to take your product as serious as you take it.
Gotcha.
So I don't think any kind of way of... you being our artist or you being more superior, you're the client.
Gotcha.
And I serve you. I owe you this. You paid for it. This is what you need to get. This is your product. So
gotcha. You said something to me a few months ago revolving chess. I said, I'm gonna take this to me to the grave. You said, bro, I look at the world, world like chess.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, bro. Like,
yeah. Every person, they're a piece on the chessboard.
Right.
You have your pawns, you have your kings, your queens, you have your bishops, you have your rooks.
Wow.
And certain people are your pawns.
Wow.
Certain people in the music industry, the people who take up the 15-minute slots, those are your pawns.
You know,
they don't know any better.
Gotcha.
Certain kings, you have your big boys,
CEOs,
billionaires, your queens, who are the wives to these billionaires.
Right.
Every billionaire has a wife.
That's a 99% fact. Yeah. Every billionaire. I think just about every billionaire.
Yeah,
you're right.
Every billionaire. Yeah.
Wow.
And I look at life as chess. I'm a quiet person. I'm an observer. People say all the time, like, yo, Katie, why are you so quiet? Well, I'm taking a lot in, you know, I'm observing, I'm trying to figure out your personality, you know, what, how much energy can I bring out? What type of personality can I bring out? So,
And one of my favorite Drake bars, I always say, I don't know if this is a Drake bar, if he got it from somebody, but it said, a wise man once said nothing at all. One of my favorite bars. Yeah. That's Katie Gray. That's real, bro. That's real. Like, yeah, I sit back. And then not only that, another Jay-Z, but, you know, bosses don't talk. We just sit back and listen. That's just, that's who you are, bro. Like, yeah, it's like, no, I'm taking this in, bro. Like, yeah, because I'm learning more than I, sometimes you have to be in a room to just sit and learn, bro.
Yeah, that's real. I'm kind of old school, you know. I've learned from, my dad really didn't teach me much. He taught me how to fish, but I'm more so, I listen to a lot of, I really respect my elders.
Gotcha.
So I listen to a lot of old people, and because they have the blueprint to how to live this current life.
So true. You know, so true, man. And who thus far, who is the biggest client you've worked with?
Biggest client I've worked with, for me, speech from Arrested Development.
Gotcha, for sure. That's what's up.
Now, the biggest client I put my camera on was Pharrell Williams. And shout out to, I want to give my shout outs to. If I can.
Of course.
Can I get that now?
Yeah, you sure can, for sure.
Let me pull my phone out.
You already know it. That's dope, bro. Yes, sir.
I promised.
That's what's up, bro.
One of my buddies that I'll give him a shout out, but these are people that really have impacted my young video career.
Right.
I just feel like I just owe it to them.
Come on, man, for sure.
I want to give a shout out to Band of Game Marco.
Come on, that's what's up, definitely.
And so I'm just gonna breeze through these.
Take your time, bro.
So, Cap G, Juan Ramirez, KP on the beat.
Come on,
Jeremy Glenn, aka Coach Carter, from Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
D Nice, Bread. Bud from South Carolina.
Come on.
Frank Cooks, Howell Lansana.
That's what's up.
LP, OG Loud Pack, Aaron Pfeiffer.
Come on.
New G's, Nick Love. Just Call Me Vito.
Come on, shout out Nick Love Vito too.
Really Nikita Nova and Marley, Sean Fallon, and last but not least, Big A Prado. I want to say,
The landlord.
Rest in peace to Barry Bunkers, Chef Scott, and Dope Boy Rawa.
Definitely, bro. Man.
I just had to get that out of the
way. Definitely. And I know, man, you like, you know, giving that homage, man, shouting them out, bro. Like, I know, you know, you even just taking that out of Nick Love, bro, like the people who shaped you, he's like, bro, Khaki, you know, this is a guy that molded, shaped my career. Yeah. I've learned a lot from this guy as well. Yeah. All of them, Big A Prado, man, like everything, everybody you've been through, man, like how have they helped mold your career, like as far as everything guidance.
They're all different, you know, they're all geniuses. Big A Prado is a genius.
Yes, he is.
I've never seen a mind like Big A Prado, and the closest thing I've seen to Big A Prado on a lyrical scale is Lupe Fiasco.
Wow.
Lupe is a genius.
I always
consider Big A Prado a genius.
He
can come up with stuff on the spot and he can make you laugh, you know. It's just
one of the most witty men I know.
Yeah,
he's fast.
Yeah,
he's very fast.
He's a
tight.
He'll say flat like a white girl, flat like soda, like a white girl boot. I don't know. He's
nigga flatter than hot soda and white woman ass in 86.
I don't know. He just knows how to put it together.
Put words together. That's real. That's a fact, man. That's real.
And Nick Love. Nick Love is he's a pioneer in Atlanta, and he's really starting to like really, really fly.
Gotcha, for sure. Yeah. That's a brilliant man too.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant man, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you know, sat down with him for 2.5 hours. Flew back.
I'm so glad.
Great information. This guy has a lot of gems, you know, this world needs to hear, for sure. Yeah. For sure, man. How many kids?
Three. Yep.
How has fatherhood shaped you as a man?
Fatherhood has made me into a man. Much more responsible now. Again, I spend less, but that comes with just balancing, you know, life, balancing money, and just balancing just daily of everything, of just of ebbs and flow of life.
For sure. Gotcha. And what is, you know, because you're an entrepreneur, how has that balance, you know, like you're not a typical man who works 8 to 3:30, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Like, how is that balance? How do you hold that down? And how does that, you know, like just being that, you know, cause you are, you set your own time, you set your own pace. And also on the flip side, sometimes it's to someone else's pace.
Yeah.
So how do you balance everything?
It's difficult, to be honest, Khaki. It's really difficult being an entrepreneur or being a videographer. because and having kids.
Yes.
And having a wife.
That's,
you know,
right.
Who,
that's right.
Now we have this whole remote working thing. So
gotcha. Okay.
You have to work around, you have to put yourself last.
Gotcha.
At least in my household, right. In my book, I have to put myself last.
Gotcha.
You have your wife who is making a great deal of money.
Right.
She's the breadwinner. She
gotcha.
Makes more than I do.
Gotcha.
So she comes first as far as, you know, her time is, especially when she works home.
Gotcha, for sure. Understand that.
My 8-year-old is in school during the day, of course.
Right.
My 4-year-old's in school.
Gotcha.
Baby girl too.
Right.
She's at home.
Home, that's right.
You know, so and
the balance.
The balance, right.
That's right, for sure.
And I can't work during the day.
Gotcha.
I have to be with her.
I see.
And it's impossible to work with a 2-year-old on your lap.
That's a fact.
When you're trying to edit.
Yes, bro.
She's pressing keyboard.
That's a fact.
Accidentally deleting things I tried
gotcha.
Before.
So true.
And I'm like telling my wife, I have to meet this 11 a.m. deadline.
Yep.
You know? And you have a 4-year-old on your lap and a 2-year-old on your back.
Yes.
And you're trying to edit.
Yes, bro.
And your wife comes in your room and she's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to work.
Right.
I have a deadline
That's
I have to meet.
That's a fact.
Well, the kids are crying. I see that the kids are crying.
Right.
They're hungry.
I got it right, bro. I know, bro. I know what you're saying. 100%. 100%.
Right.
The good thing about it is, this is the worst part.
This is the worst part.
It only gets better as they get older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the worst part. But, bro, I'm a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old as well, bro. So I know, and back to back. So you 2 and 4 back to back. So
back
I know what you got to experience on that many levels, bro. For
right.
sure.
Right.
For sure.
And,
it
and,
is.
And then, even then, a lot of my editing comes late at night.
I've noticed
I start
that.
Working around 12 a.m.
Wow.
You know, and so being an entrepreneur, you have to be patient and you have to have a drive, a different kind of drive. Because you
fact.
Don't have a 9-to-5 where you can just, your schedule is just the same every day. You
right.
just wake up,
right.
drive to work,
That's
get
right.
home at 5 o'clock, you know. My line of work is always constant work.
Gotcha.
You know, you're working during the day, you're driving,
yep.
you come home, you're tired.
Yeah.
You got to put the kids to sleep.
Yep.
And
that's
even
right.
if you don't have kids, you know, you still, your work isn't done because you
that's
still have to edit.
Bro, that's a fact.
And depending on how you edit, you know, if you add a bunch of effects, you know, some
yes.
videographers out there, you guys have all types of effects.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Green screens
yeah.
and everything.
Gotcha.
So that stuff takes time. I understand.
Sure.
I respect
for sure.
so many videographers.
Right.
I respect all of you.
And being married, like myself, it takes a special type of woman to even understand mm-hmm. that portion of it as well.
Yep.
For sure, bro.
Yep.
For sure, man. And how long have you been married?
Been married for 5 years.
Come on, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Definitely. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Besides your wife and kids, what's your proudest accomplishment thus far?
My proudest accomplishment is attending college for 4 years.
Come on. That's
yeah.
what's up, bro. Definitely, man. And do you know, your kids, your 3 kids, is that something you're going to, not saying push on them, make sure they go, or be there for whatever?
I'm not gonna tell them, son, you know, just go off and be an entrepreneur. And there's nothing wrong with that. I am gonna try to push him to go through college.
Okay, good.
If he's an athlete, let's say he's an athlete.
Right.
Let's say he's an incredible basketball player.
Right.
I'm so different where I'm gonna try to push you to go at least 3 years of college.
Right.
You know, because now in basketball, men's basketball, it's straight to the NBD or the Development League.
That's right.
They're 1 year and out.
Yep.
And that's why you see like women's basketball, it's on the rise, brother.
Gotcha.
These girls are staying in school for 3 years, you know, and so me, I'm going to try to.
They're getting their degree in the 3 years as
yeah.
well. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
That's good. That's
mm-hmm.
good for sure. Yeah. Definitely. I'm on my thing. I have 3 ways of looking at it. Both of my parents prior military, dad 22 years, mom 7.
Mm.
So I always said I would never go in the military. I'm like, man, I see what it did to the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a sense, you know, so went to the military. Best decision I ever made.
Mm.
you know, in disguise, right? Yeah. Got my degree, you know, 4-year degree, marketing for free, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Didn't leave with no debt, like, shaped me into a man as well. I would say to my kids, man, if they don't know at 18, if they don't know what they want to do, give that military 36 months, give it 3 years. Then you get out. Then you figure out what you want to do. You know what I mean? So yeah, it definitely, because it molds you. It brings you to a different level at a young kid, a young age, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's real. That's real. Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. Besides that, man, let's see. What is, you know, do you, who's your top five artists, rappers?
Oh, all right. So my top five rappers, Lupe number one.
Gotcha. Just without a doubt. That's real. That's real.
Biggie.
Gotcha.
Jay-Z.
Gotcha.
Kendrick Lamar.
Gotcha.
And Andre 3000.
Gotcha. That's a dope list, bro. That is a dope list.
Nah, that's not an order. After Lupe, right, that's not any
gotcha,
kind of order.
Right, no kind of order. Gotcha. And I'm sure Kanye is in your top 10?
Producers.
Gotcha. Oh.
Yeah, producers.
Gotcha, okay. Gotcha.
I love Kanye, but as far as, I love producers too.
For sure. Okay,
I'm actually more of a producer. I have a producer ear more than an MC type ear, so.
Gotcha. Is that something you ever dabble with, or?
I try, yeah.
I think we all have, right?
We're Fruity Loops.
Gotcha. Have you ever tried to become a recording artist?
No.
Gotcha. Never been on the track?
No. Have a great deal of respect for artists. This is what y'all do.
Yeah.
It's gotcha. Incredibly hard to put together eight bars.
That's a fact. That's real, for sure. Man, you, what year did you start? You said this was right in college, so this was, when did you start your videographer journey?
In 2008.
When did you start taking it serious?
Started taking it serious in 2012 when I quit Comcast.
Gotcha. You're just all in. Yeah, all right, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
That was your last job.
That was my last job. Yeah.
Wow, shout out to that, bro.
I was doing both at the time. Once I started getting a little better at editing, I was working Comcast and doing music videos on the weekends.
Right. Gotcha.
I went in one day to my boss. I said, can I have a raise? Cause I didn't want to do music. I didn't want to do videos. You know, I wanted the guaranteed.
Yes. Check. The safe check. That's right. That's a fact.
So I went into my boss's office that morning. I said, can I have a raise? She smiled at me, said no. She literally smiled at me and said no. So the next day I put in my 2 weeks notice and I say, you know what? I can make more money. I believe in myself where I can make more money than what Comcast, they don't even believe in me. So I have to believe more in myself.
Wow.
And that's one thing I want to push everyone who has a 9-to-5. If you have this great skill and you feel like your value is not being appreciated at your 9-to-5.
Wow.
Jump, man.
Wow. Faith.
You gotta just do it, man.
Respect, bro. Yeah. Respect. How do you feel, like, even though, you know, like right now, of course, it's getting a little treacherous with the 4-year and 2-year old, but you got, bro, at the end of the day, you're not conformed to no man's schedule. Mm-mm. And that's living, bro.
Yeah.
That's straight up living. That's living. Yeah. But I always say, man, like my metaphor for life is the fruit stand guy. You know, in D.C., right on the corner, it's like that guy can, you know, come out and get his fruit stand together, meet a quota. He could stay there 10, 12, 14 hours, or he could stay there 4 hours and, you know, pick the kids up from school.
Yeah.
That man's living.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, that man's living.
That's living, man.
You know,
that's,
like, I can set my own schedule. I can make my own money. I don't have to worry about anybody. You know, like, yeah, bro, like, no one telling me my dollar worth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, that's living to me, bro. Yeah, that's real. That's real for sure. Respect, real respect. Man, definitely. So how has your technique evolved over the years, bro? Like, how have you, you know?
I think over the years, because we have so many other, because of YouTube,
gotcha.
Because we have so many people making money off of YouTube, and we have so many scholars on YouTube as far as editors, and they're willing to share their information with just the whole world.
It used to take a 4-year degree to do that.
Right. It used to take a 4-year degree.
It's real, right.
I thank YouTube and I thank all the people who take their time out for tutorials.
Right.
So because of YouTubers and because of just people just taking out their time to show us how to do basic effects and just how to do use green screen.
Right.
That's how I evolved. Gotcha. I evolved off of YouTube and just my peers.
Right. You know? That's dope. YouTube University, man. Sure. Russ, what's up, man? KD, who on earth knows you the best?
All right, so going back to chess, I played so many people in chess.
Gotcha.
Everyone I played in chess, I played people different countries,
right,
everywhere.
Right.
Everyone I played, and I've lost, but everyone I played in chess, I beat them.
Wow.
Only person I haven't beaten was my wife.
Explain.
My wife knows me the best. She knows every move I'm going to make. She knows moves I'm going to make. She just knows every move I'm going to make. Now, she pretty much taught me how to play chess.
Right.
But she knows in my adult life, my wife, she knows me the best.
Wow. That's dope, bro. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah. Do y'all, like, to this day, like, is it once a week, twice a week? How do y'all, how does
She don't play me a lot. Gotcha. I think she's afraid to lose.
Gotcha.
So she doesn't really, she doesn't really play me. Now, we had one game going where I was literally on the cusp of beating her.
Gotcha.
But then we got an argument.
Gotcha.
So she quit.
Integrity.
That's real. Yeah. He said, I got half a game. I won that. Just know, man. I won that one. That's real, bro. Man, bro, like, man, ask you this, man. Of course you're a married man.
Yeah.
Is it better to be loved or respected?
I'm going to say the unpopular answer. I think it's greater to be loved.
Gotcha.
And I have a few examples why.
Go ahead.
You had Mozzie up here.
Yes.
Mozzie GA.
Yes.
I'm going to take him. Mozzie, for lack of better words, at one point in his life, he was a loose cannon.
Yes.
Mozzie had an outer body experience where he went to Texas. Yeah. And it took something really crazy for him to just understand, like, I don't need to live this lifestyle anymore. So family called him. Family back at home.
That's right. That's right.
Say, you need to come back home.
That's right.
Home is always going to be where the heart is, where the love is.
That's right.
You know, Mozzie comes back home. He, things start to flourish for him. You know, he starts, his networking grows.
That's right.
He starts to meet beautiful people.
That's right.
He meets more love, meets a beautiful whatever, you know. His whole brand is based around love.
Love, that's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact.
I'll give you another example. When my son was, he was 8 months, we went to Madrid.
Right, nice.
I left where we were staying. I left, had my son on this little Ergo baby thing, just had him had him faced out, you know, just so he can see everything.
Right, right.
I walked about 5 blocks from where I was from. Didn't know anything, everything is Spanish, street signs or whatever.
Gotcha,
everything
right.
is Spanish. So we walked away probably about 5 blocks from where I was staying. We're at a crosswalk and it's an old couple, a woman and a man. This lady, she closes her eyes, puts her hand on my son's head. Her and her husband says a prayer over him.
Wow.
And after her prayer, she kisses him on his forehead.
Wow.
And I was just blown away by it. And I just said, thank you. I didn't even know what they spoke.
Wow.
I didn't even know what they were saying, but
right.
I know they were saying a prayer. So I go back to my room and my wife, my girlfriend at the time, she's
right.
my wife now. I
right.
go back and tell her, I was like, you won't believe, like, these people, they said a prayer over Caden's head and they gave him a kiss. So she's like, don't be having these strangers kiss my son's head. I was like, no, it's not like that.
Gotcha.
These people over here, they're different. It's they're these people genuinely, they show love.
Right.
You know?
Wow. Wow.
My last example is, this is something recently. There was a young lady, she was filming like a reality show on YouTube.
Right.
And so you had like a surveillance camera and you can see these guys come in and they take the guy's camera. And so this guy, he's trying to fight back. You know, he's like, he's trying to, there's like two perpetrators. So this guy, he's fighting one of the perpetrators
right.
and he has the upper hand on the guy.
Gotcha.
So the other perpetrator comes in, he sees his boy kind of getting worked by the,
right.
by the cameraman.
Right.
Other perpetrator comes in, he pulls out 2 guns. You pointing at the guy. This guy is unarmed. And so in my mind, I'm like, what kind of love did you receive growing up where
wow.
you feel like you have to pull out two guns on an unarmed guy and this is your brother?
Wow.
You know, this is a black man, you know? And I just feel like,
wow.
brother, if you were loved growing up, there's no need for you to have
wow.
that much anger in you where you need to pull out a gun on somebody all and they're fighting, they're fist fighting. No one pulling out a gun, but you pulling out two guns on this guy. So when I'm walking around the streets, for me, when I walk around the streets, I call everyone brother.
That's right.
I look at you as blood.
That's right.
And when I look at you, you can be a complete stranger. That's right. But you're not my nigga.
That's right. Come on, bro.
If we're on the streets.
I know you don't even speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. If we're on the streets, I am you and you are me. That's right. And we are both images of
God.
That's
a fact. That's a fact.
We lack love.
Bro, we do. That's a fact.
And it's not a wrong answer to
this. It's not.
It's never a wrong answer.
But you're saying something. But in America, there's no culture.
There's no culture. In America,
no one knows who they are.
Yeah, we live by this whole thing of, you know, respect is to be earned. Well, in other countries, respect is already written in their DNA. So you don't need to have, you know, respect is to be earned. Gotcha. It's already written inside of you.
That's real.
So I just feel like
if you had more love, it wouldn't be that. The respect is already embedded in you.
Respect is already in there.
That's real.
Right,
so. Respect that, bro. That's real, bro. I love the answer. Let me ask you this, man. Outside of videography, what's your hobby? You know, like, even besides, you know, wife, kids, like KD Gray, what does he do that everyone wants to know? You know, like,
yeah, man.
That one thing you do.
Baseball, man.
Gotcha.
So I'm real big on the Meta 3. They have this little baseball app.
Gotcha. Oh, you're saying like the, yeah. Okay, gotcha, yeah. Bro. I don't know anything about it. How is that?
It's amazing. It's about as real as you can get.
Wow,
to facing like a real person pitching baseballs to you. So as far as like my hobby, that's all I do.
Gotcha. Do you get lost in the sauce in there, like in the living room, baseball, wherever? Like, do you get like, do you have to kind of give yourself space? Like,
oh yeah, you need a lot of space. Yeah, I'm in the garage.
Gotcha.
Move the cars out the garage. It's just me in the garage.
That's real.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I can't do it in that.
Right, for sure. But it's like that. You like feel like you really.
Yeah, you feel like you're really there.
Wow.
So
bro,
that's what I do.
Gotcha. Dope. That's what's up. Definitely. Top five movies, man. Five. From your perspective, I'm interested to know what kind of movies you are into.
Okay. Casino.
Classic.
The Irishman.
Classic.
That's two. The Lost Boys.
Haven't seen.
It's a vampire movie.
Okay, gotcha. I was about to say, is this 80s, 90s or?
80s.
Gotcha. I heard the name for sure. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
That's three. That's three so far. And I'm more of like an old movie.
Right,
buff.
Right. Gotcha.
Forrest Gump.
Classic.
Something
bro.
About Forrest Gump, man. I can just watch it all the time.
Bro, it's. That's cinema.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Bro, like, Forrest Gump is that. Bro, like, cinema at its finest, bro.
Yeah.
At its finest.
Yeah.
That's real, bro.
So that's four. My last one is. A League of Their Own. It's the baseball movie with all women.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I've never seen it. Is that good?
Classic.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, Rosie O'Donnell?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Bro, I've never seen it, but I know about it.
It was a classic.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Bro, thank you. I'm watching tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm watching it tomorrow.
It's a classic.
Okay, gotcha. Definitely go check it out. Because I always want to see that.
Yeah.
Always want to see that. Okay, for sure. What about directors? Top three? Do you have a favorite director?
Absolutely. Martin Scorsese. He did Casino.
That's my brother's too.
He is the GOAT of Italian of gangster films.
Gangster films, that's real. That's
Martin
real.
Scorsese, he's number one for me. Quentin Tarantino.
I knew you would say that. Right too. I knew you would say that for sure.
And number three, John Singleton, man.
Gotcha. Yeah. The classic. Yeah. Just three classic. That's real.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino, The Hateful Eight, my favorite. Bro, if that wasn't the most well executed film, I just love. Bro.
I don't know how he does it, man.
Bro.
But I do know how he does it.
Like,
I mean, Quentin Tarantino, he said he's only going to make a certain amount of movies and he's done. So
gotcha.
I get why every movie is so intricate, and
right?
So detailed,
right,
so.
Bro. Real. That's real. Yeah. That's real, bro. May I ask you, man? I wanted to ask you this question. Have you thought about writing and directing your own film?
Nah, I haven't.
Something,
bro.
Something you don't want to take on?
I definitely want to do documentary.
But, gotcha. Okay.
Not film.
Gotcha.
Not what, a movie.
Why is that? Just.
It's just, for me, if I'm going to do a movie, it's got to be with up there with my top three. And I just feel like they're there. And I don't want to be in that upper echelon of, if I'm going to do it, I have to be there. So I have to have all the resources.
Gotcha.
If I don't have the resources, I don't even want to touch it.
But you're saying you're setting your bar because who you study, your greats.
Yeah.
You set that bar that high.
That high, yeah.
But what about when they started?
Yeah, when they,
like, yeah. John Singleton, when he started, it wasn't the same as, you know, like, it grows.
Yeah, I'm sure when John Singleton started, he didn't think he was going to be John Singleton, the finished product.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, because it's like this with podcasting, like, bro, like, you know, I'm looking at Joe Rogan, I'm looking at, you know, like, but it's like, you don't know what your sights are set on for sure, but you never know. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Katie, do it, bro, because you are, like you said, this game is life is a game of chess in a sense, bro. Like, your view deserves more than 4 minutes.
Well, thank you, brother.
You know what I'm saying, bro? For real.
Thank you.
It deserves, you know, for real.
Well, like, I got to get the resources, man.
Gotcha,
you know, gotcha, again, bro. I'm real big on, if I have all the toys, if I have everything I need, then
that's
then
real.
It's on, man. But if I feel like I'm lacking just one piece of one thing, it's not going to work.
Gotcha. While we on that, are you hard on yourself?
I'm extremely hard on myself.
Gotcha,
I'm probably too hard on myself.
Gotcha.
I shouldn't be that way, but I'm probably too hard on myself.
But that's a, you know, everything in life is a good and bad thing. You know, like, anything with too much is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing too?
I think it's probably a bad thing. Because I am so hard on myself, I don't think anything I do, I don't think is good enough. You know, I don't think it's great, you know, especially when it comes to, like, if I shoot a music video, I edit a music video, send it back to a client, they're like, oh, this is fire emojis. But me, I guess because I see it so much, I'm just like, I never look at the videos that I send.
Bro, I wanted to ask you that too. Johnny Depp, you know, if you edit it, you know, Johnny Depp, famous actor, watches a movie one time with the film crew, never watches it again.
Really?
That's what Pirates of the Caribbean, he said he's seen all of them one time. He does not look back on his... That's something he's just like, no, once I put it out there, I don't come back. I don't touch it. I don't look at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's who he is.
I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan,
gotcha,
too. Like,
yeah.
That was Scissorhands. That was one of my favorite movies.
But growing up, bro, that's, we grew up on that. Yeah. That's real. Yeah, bro, that's how I was introduced to him, bro. Like, for real. Okay. Yeah, that's real. But yeah, he says, I don't, you know, like, I let them be the fans of the work. I just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's who you are. That's how you are.
Yeah,
that's
just
real.
Just keep going, man.
Just
I can't.
Gotcha.
You know, and even then, like, some people, I give them the video back and they'll say, well, come to the video release party. There's no way I'm going to sit there and watch my video on any 55 inch or on any monitor in front of people. There's no way.
Is that a
I'm just not satisfied, man. I just think I have a empty pit, man. I just can't satisfy myself, you know?
Gotcha.
I don't know what it's going to take to get there. I don't know.
Because when you look back on it, and if you do, you're looking like, oh, I could have did. Or, man, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Even when I'm done editing a video, I'll watch it all the way through, and I'm just like, fuck, man, I can't send this to the client, you know? And
gotcha.
Sometimes I think I overdo it, you know?
Gotcha. And that makes sense. That does make sense. It's like, yeah, just like, back to the original question, never satisfied. In a
never
sense.
Satisfied.
Yeah, bro, that's real. That's real, bro. And you're hard on yourself.
Yeah.
That's real, bro. Like,
man,
who influenced you the most in this world? Who influenced you? You know, you spoke on your wife, knowing you the best. Who influenced you the most?
That's a great question. Who influences me the most? Kobe. But
for
video, I don't think anyone influences me, man.
Gotcha. Just life, Kobe. Yeah, that's real. That's real. Kobe, just.
Yeah.
That's real. For sure, bro. Let me ask you this on an introspective level, man. 2054. What does this world look like 50 years from now? I'm sorry, 2074. I'm sorry. What does this world look like in 50 years?
Technology is going to be unbelievable.
That's,
it's going to be unreal. I don't know if you've seen Apple's new face mask product yet.
I saw what they're launching. I have.
It's literally, it's there, man, where you're grabbing air. You're able to move. You're inside your phone, man.
What's Tom Cruise? what's that movie?
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Yeah, man. That's where it's at, man. Right now, we're already there. 50 years from now, if Apple's already doing this where you can just touch your screen, you literally pinch the edge of Instagram.
Yes, yes.
Slide it over here. Here's YouTube. You can slide it in the back of your head. You know, whenever you're ready for YouTube. Here you go, YouTube. Porn. Oh, okay, porn.
Wow.
Pornhub. Okay.
System. Wow. It's just, you know, too much of anything is a bad thing. Do you think we're going towards that in the next 50 years? Like, it's like, or do you consider it like we're pushing into this realm of like how the baby boomers look at us, like walking around all day, you know, like those in the 60s and 50s looking at us like, man, can you look at these idiots? They can't even, they can't even walk past it, you know.
Yeah, we're getting
oncoming traffic.
I think we are getting dumber and dumber,
bro. That's a fact. That's a fact.
We don't know how to. I don't even think Generation Z or Generation Alpha and Beta, they're not gonna know what Lowe's or Home Depot is, man. They're gonna hire, you know, handyman to come over and. Wow. But even then, the handyman are gonna slowly fade away, brother. You know, because Generation Z, they're not gonna want to be no handyman, or that, Generation bro, Alpha and Beta, they're not gonna want
blue collar
fix a stove.
That's so true, bro. But I think this generation, we have it because YouTube University.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the plumber down to the electrician, bro. We're finding so many ways to be our own tech.
Yep.
But just like, you know, and it is a, you know, back then it was, you know, men go out work 50, 60 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, you know, the old Dumb and Dumber question, you know, there's 90 jobs out here. Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week, you know, it's like we're getting lazier and lazier.
Yeah.
That's just real.
And then, you know, again, with technology, you're getting more influences on YouTube. And,
gotcha.
You know, and the kids are like, well, I can make money like this.
Right.
What's school? I can make money, you know, reviewing video games. Or college is just throwing out millions of dollars now to athletes.
It's a fact.
We're not working anymore.
Wow. This world is, man, it's changing.
Yeah, so it 50 is. Years from now, I don't know.
Bro. Yeah, that's real. This world is changing, bro, for sure. Katie, which one means more, having more time or money?
I think having more time is more important.
Gotcha. Explain.
Having more time. Well, for me, definitely more time because... The older you get, faster your time goes.
Bro, that's
when you're a kid, you know, your time is just, you're like, you can't wait until Christmas takes forever to get here, you know. But
that's right.
You know, the older you get, you just need more time to do everything.
Gotcha.
You know, every little bit of everything takes up time. Going to the grocery store,
yes, it does, bro.
Nowadays, takes up an hour of your day,
bro.
You know, and next thing you know, in the winter time, it gets dark at 5:30, and you're just like, man, it's already over.
Done. Bro, that's a fact.
Yeah, so you get ready to go to bed.
Yeah,
and
they're already they're already saying, you want to be a millionaire, you got to sleep 5-6 hours. We're already losing 2 hours of sleep.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Yeah, bro, like, so, you're right, be programmed to, bro, time. But yeah. I respect that time, for sure, bro. Man, what's next for you? 2024, first quarter, second quarter, what's next for KD Gray?
What's next for me is traveling more.
For sure.
Yeah, traveling more and doing more real estate.
Gotcha.
That's big for me right
now.
That's top of my list right now.
Gotcha.
Traveling and doing more real estate and development work.
For sure. Yeah. Traveling wise, where's that one place you and your wife, where y'all want to go that you haven't been?
That both of us want to go?
Right.
I don't know where she wants to go, but... Me, I want to go to Vietnam. I mean, I'm real big on. So my thing with Vietnam is I'm real big on the '60s. I'm pretty much a connoisseur on that whole decade of the '60s, from the music to the politics,
the war,
to the war.
That's right.
You know, what really, you know, was close to my heart is the war. You know, and the way the Vietnamese handled the war. You know, they got beat, but their spirit was never broken.
Gotcha.
And, I just got a great deal of respect for just the Vietnamese people, man.
Gotcha.
So definitely Vietnam.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Dope, bro. Yeah. First person I ever heard say that.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. That's dope, for sure. Man, what's that one message you want to give to your fans? Of course, everybody watching is your fans. So what's that one message you want to give to everybody, man?
Just be who you are, man. Just don't try too hard. Just be yourself, and don't overdo it. Don't be something you're not. Just keep life simple. Just go with the flow of life. It's not hard, and you know everything else will work itself out. You know, really simple, simple message.
It's real. Respect, bro. Respect. When it's all said and done, what is your legacy?
My legacy. I want my legacy to be, he cared about the youth. He cared about young adults. Right. And I've always wanted people to reach their full potential. Not when they got, you know, 40 or 50. I want you to reach your full potential when you're in your 20s. Gotcha. You know, there's a lot of things our parents aren't going to teach us. So I just want my legacy to be, he really cared for the youth. He really cared That's for right. young adults. And right. he opened up a string of batting cages Respect. Across Metro Atlanta and in low income areas.
I love it. Yeah. Bro, that's dope. I love that, Katie. Yeah. I love that. For sure. Man, with $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning, what changes about you?
I become a bigger philanthropist than Mr. Beast on YouTube.
What? Say that, man. Say that. Wow. I love what he's doing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love what he's doing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, on so many levels, man. Like, yeah. Love what he's doing, who he's become. Watch his journey on the way up, man. Yeah. But yeah, definitely just you out here giving.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite quotes, say it all the time, man. You want a fulfilling life, give.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. Respect that, bro. Yeah. Respect that. Yeah. Katie, it's been a pleasure, brother. Man, have you the podcast. First of many.
Thank you.
We're going to do this, man, for sure. For sure, bro. As a tradition on the Integrity Response, you know what to do if you could grab one fortune cookie. You know that feeling when we was growing up?
Yes, sir.
Open it up one for sure, bro. For sure.
Yeah, man, for sure. Let's see here, man. Get some of these crumbs on me.
Oh, no, you're good.
All right. One who is too insistent on his own views finds few to agree with him.
Wow. That is crazy. That makes perfect sense, bro.
Yeah. Don't be a narcissist.
A narcissist, bro. Honing in on yourself, your own information. Bro, that's real.
Yeah.
And on the contrary, philanthropist, let me make sure I say it right.
That's perfect.
Doing the work for others.
Mm-hmm.
Respect, bro.
Thank you.
Katie Gray, The Integrity Response 2024. We're signing off, man. Been a pleasure, bro. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
For sure.